Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 13, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FIS partners with Bankt. Global fintech FIS has announced its partnership with open banking provider Bankt to launch new Pay by Bankt capabilities for both businesses and customers. Phenom raises 50 million euros in Series B equity round. Europe-based B2B fintech platform for SMEs and freelancers Phenom has announced that it raised 50 million euros in a Series B equity funding round. Kima raises US$2 million in pre-seed round. UAE-based fintech Kima has announced the raise of US$2 million in a pre-seed round to optimize its SaaS platform and support the SME segment in the region. Finastra and Tessellate digitalize trade finance for US banks. UK-based Finastra has partnered with Tessellate to launch an end-to-end pre-packaged service that accelerates trade finance digitalization. Neobanking market to reach 3.3 trillion by 2032, report says. Allied Market Research has published a report that analyzes the popularity of neobanks as well as the sector's growth trajectory. Nordic Capital acquires Zafin. Nordic Capital has announced the acquisition of the SaaS cloud-native platform Zafin in order to accelerate its business development and product roadmap. Banco Sabadell joins NCR Atleos ATM network in Spain. Banco Sabadell has chosen NCR Atleos as its ATM network partner to offer its customers easy, secure access to cash and financial services outside of its branches. MasterCard introduces MDES Token Connect in India. MasterCard has announced the launch of MDES Token Connect in India to support tokenization via mobile and internet banking. Moneyline expands collaboration with Ordo. Social lender Moneyline has expanded its collaboration with Ordo to include variable recurring payments, VRP, aiming to advance financial inclusion for lenders and borrowers. ACI Worldwide partners with RYVYLEU. Real-time payment software ACI Worldwide has announced its partnership with RYVYLEU, aiming to support merchants across Central Eastern Europe, CEE, to increase their revenues. Tonic announces a strategic partnership with Zendit. Singapore-based Tonic Digital Bank, Tonic, has announced a strategic partnership with financial technology company Zendit. Titoyevry Banking partners with Butterfield. Financial SaaS solution provider Titoyevry Banking has partnered with full-service bank and wealth manager Butterfield to allow the latter to issue credit cards in the current digital landscape. Visa to expand its digital wallet features and availability. American corporation Visa has extended digital wallet capabilities within its suite of B2B payment solution, Visa Commercial Pay, as well as its availability. Crypto Finance obtains 4 licenses in Germany. Switzerland-based Crypto Finance has obtained 4 licenses from the German Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin. Philippines announces non-blockchain CBDC plans. Banco Central ng Pilipinas, BSP, has revealed the intention to launch a wholesale central bank digital currency, CBDC, by 2026. Kinevic writes off investment in Monese. Swedish VC Kinevic has written off its investment in Monese, adding to the financial woes of the mobile money transfer startup. SME banking challenger Phenom raises $50 million. Phenom, the Amsterdam-based financial management platform for SMEs and freelancers, has raised $50 million in Series B funding led by General Catalyst and Northzone. Rival to onboard customers to ACI Payments Orchestration Platform. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ. ACIW, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payment software, today announced a collaboration with RYVYLEU, a leading payment service provider, PSP, and acquirer in Central Eastern Europe, C, to help merchants across the region increase revenues through higher transaction conversion rates. Yellow Card introduces USD coin. As Africa slowly inches towards widespread adoption of digital assets, it has become imperative that exchanges provide more cost-effective ways for buying, selling, receiving, and sending other digital assets. TradeFeeder data analytics feed embedded with LSEGFX trading ecosystem. TradeFeeder, the leading network for FX trading analytics and collaborative data sharing, and LSEGFX, today announced plans to enter into a strategic partnership to integrate TradeFeeder's unified data APIs within the LSEGFX trading ecosystem, including LSEG's leading venue FXall and flagship workflow tool, LSEG Workspace. U.S. fraud losses top $10 billion in 2023. Americans lost more than $10 billion to fraud in 2023, with investment scams accounting for nearly half of the losses, Federal Trade Commission data shows. ID now joins consortium aimed at making crypto assets compliant with new EU regulations. ID now, a leading identity verification platform provider in Europe, joins a consortium of five partners including the IOTA Foundation, Walt.id, Spice.5, and Bloom Labs with the goal of making crypto asset service providers, CASPs, and self-hosted wallets compliant with the European Anti-Money Laundering Regulation and the Transfer of Funds Regulation, TFR. Fair Finance launches value assessment tool to help tackle consumer duty rules. Fair Finance has launched a fair value report tool to allow financial service firms to assess the value offered by their products by benchmarking them against the wider market, showing how they compare on the comprehensiveness of their product features, the price they charge, and the service they offer. Hibob acquires Pento. UK-based HR platform Hibob has announced the acquisition of cloud-based payroll automation company Pento, with the transaction being subject to closing conditions. Al Baraka Bank partners with MasterCard for digital payments in Egypt. Al Baraka Bank has teamed up with MasterCard to introduce a range of digital payment solutions in Egypt. CSB Bank, BeachLapay partner to boost payment ecosystem with POS solution. India-based CSB Bank has announced a new partnership with fintech company BeachLapay to provide integrated POS solutions and to expand the bank's payment ecosystem. Iliad Solutions partners with Encura. Global payment testing company Iliad Solutions has announced its partnership with Turkey-based Encura in order to provide its services to the latter's clients. Fasify solutions become available on Temenos Exchange. Spain-based provider of secure identity verification solutions Fasefi has announced the availability of its solutions on Temenos Exchange. Marqeta signs internet travel solutions. Marqeta, NASDAQ, MQ, the global modern card issuing platform enabling some of the world's most innovative embedded finance solutions, today announced its new customer, Internet Travel Solutions. It's a leading provider of travel management software that will utilize Marqeta's comprehensive credit card platform to launch a multi-use travel and expense, T&E, commercial credit card for the mid-sized business market. Luma names Gabriel Stolhead, Business Development and Sales, Switzerland, Luma Financial Technologies, Luma, an award-winning independent multi-issuer structured products and alternatives platform, has appointed Gabriel Stoll as head of business development and sales for Switzerland. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.